Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's new book, The Essential Gospel. But first, here's the message, declare your victory.
Take your Bibles and turn with me to the 7th chapter of Romans, the 25th verse of chapter 7. And it simply says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. We have an incredible opportunity in these days to live out our faith as never before. And the way we do that is to declare victory. Paul is making a bold, believing declaration in Romans chapter 7 when he says, thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is exulting in the fact that Jesus is our victor, that our Lord has given us victory in Jesus. And he makes this declaration, and it is this declaration that I want to focus on with you today, and the declarations that we find throughout all of the Bible that teach us how we are to overcome and live in this victory ourselves. Confessions and professions of faith that we find throughout God's Word. It begins in the beginning when God Himself makes a confession. With the chaos before creation, God speaks. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The creative power of the Word of God. When God speaks, everything changes. When God speaks, our lives change. What we say about what God says reinforces and strengthens our faith. We have all kinds of confessions that we make. The scripture says in Romans 10, if we confess with our mouths, that's the declaration, if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in our hearts, we shall be saved. Because we are possessing Christ, we are now professing Christ. We should remember that when we witness, and all of us are called to be witnesses, testimonies for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you share your testimony of faith in Christ? You say, well, I don't know how. Everyone has a story. And if you know Christ, you can tell the story of Jesus, of what Christ has done in your life. It is to be a declaration, and all of us are to be involved in the ministry and the mission of Christ and His church, which is sharing the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When apostles were threatened in the book of Acts, they ended up saying, we cannot help but what? Speak of those things which we have seen and heard. So we are to speak of our faith and our witness for the Lord Jesus. When we worship, we are declaring our faith. Yes, worship is directed vertically to God, and we are praising Him and experiencing His presence. He inhabits the praises of His people. We are elevated into the presence of the Lord by His Spirit. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. But worship, even the singing of songs as we just have done, is a declaration, isn't it? When you sing these great songs, worthy is the Lamb, that's a declaration of Christ and who He is. When you say, Jesus, you are my all in all, that is a declaration of who Christ is. What does the scripture say? Let the redeemed of the Lord, what? Say so. so say so. We were like the Apostle Paul, who said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" In the ancient world, we're told it happened actually near where Paul grew up in Tarsus. A strange habit, if you committed a murder, they would often take the body, the carcass of the one you murdered, and strap it to you face to face. Can you imagine that? And your punishment was to walk with the murdered body of the one, your life, the life you took, and the decaying and all the rest. That's the body of death. We have this flesh, and it's decaying, and it's dying. But Paul said, "Who's going to deliver me from this? Oh, wretched man that I am." And that's when he declared his faith. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. So whether it's a new song or an old song, sing it, say it. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. What does the psalmist say? "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be" where? "In my mouth." We're talking about declarations, declaring your faith. Baptism. When you are baptized as a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is declaring your faith, a testimony that of what you believe, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. It's a dramatic declaration. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and on the third day he rose again. That's why no other mode or method of baptism will do, because it's not biblical. Biblical baptism is by immersion only, for believers only. And so that's why we call you to take a stand through believers' baptism, having professed your faith in Jesus Christ. We ought to be making declarations of faith over our families and our children. Because the world, the culture, is spewing out lies. And our children are being indoctrinated with the lies of Satan and the philosophies of men. And so we are, as parents and grandparents, to declare faith over our children and our grandchildren. If you don't, who will? You say, "Well, I want our children to make up their own minds about what they believe." Well, that's good. They should have a personal faith. But while they're making up their minds, you make sure that you're declaring the Word of God and teaching them the truth about the gospel of Christ, so that they can make a decision that's not so overtly impacted by the world. If you let the world teach your children, guess what they're going to end up believing? So we need to be like Joshua. Joshua made a bold declaration, a courageous confession of his faith. He stood before the children of Israel near the end of his life, and he said, "I don't know what you're going to do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a declaration. A declaration is speaking the Word of God. And to so many Christians who are struggling with self and sin, and it often shows up in the things we say. Rather than speaking words of faith, we speak words of fear. We're like the Apostle Paul earlier in Romans 7, we're divided and defeated. We're a contradiction of what we say we believe about Jesus and the Word of God. So much negativity in what we're saying, what we're speaking. I believe it's time we stop whining and worrying and licking our wounds and start living in the victory that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to declare that victory. That's what Paul did. Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. A person of faith speaks words of confidence and trust and victory. And there is tremendous power in this. More and more we are learning the impact of words, what we say, on our brains, on our health, on our relationships, on our career, our overall well-being. But when we speak faith-filled words, we develop a winning mindset. Now, I'm not talking about a word of faith that attempts to predict the future or claim the future without God. The scripture says, Hebrews 13:6 tells us, He has said, so that we may boldly say, courageously say. I'm not saying your words create reality. I don't believe the Bible teaches that at all. But I do know that the reality of who we are in Christ is to always be confessed with our words. And instead of constantly expressing our doubts, our defeats, our discouragement, our depression, and talking about those things, we need to start talking about what God has done in our lives. Thanks be to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. This bold declaration.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Declare Your Victory. Our world needs revival. And if that's going to happen, it has to take place in Christians first. That can only happen through the recovery and rediscovery of our passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why we want to send you a copy of Pastor Graham's new book, The Essential Gospel, which goes to the very heart of the good news our world so desperately needs to hear. The Essential Gospel is our special thanks for your gift to PowerPoint. So request your copy when you call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word essential to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Declare Your Victory.
This bold declaration will lead us to victory in Jesus. Jesus taught us this. Because in Luke's gospel, he was talking about faith and the mountains that we face in life. And he wasn't talking about an actual mountain. But mountains, those things that obstruct our vision and obscure our vision and obstruct our victory in Christ. And so anything in our lives, whatever that mountain it is that stands in front of us, a mountain, a health problem, a relational issue, a problem with sin in our lives, all the problems, all these pinnacles, these mountains that stand in front of us. And what did Jesus say about the mountain, what we should do about the mountain? You say, well, he said pray. Yes, he did say pray. But in praying, he said, speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. And what you say to the mountain, then the mountain will be cast into the middle of the sea. So call it out and confess it. Name it and confess it. Whatever it is that you are facing in your life, whatever mountain that you're dealing with, what are you to do? You are to speak to the mountain with a declaration of faith, praying, oh God, move the mountain, change those circumstances. And if you don't change the circumstances, change me. God often uses our circumstances to change us and correct us as we walked with Christ. But say to the mountain, there was a man in the Old Testament by the name of Zerubbabel, and he was charged with rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, and he had worked and worked and worked, and nothing was happening. All he had in front of him, it appeared, was this huge mountain. Nearly 20 years of straining and stressing and trying to get this temple out of the ground and rebuilt. And that's when God spoke to Zerubbabel. The Spirit of God said to him, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit to the Lord. And he went on to say, before Zerubbabel, O mountain, O mountain, before Zerubbabel, you shall become as a plain. And then he went on to say that what he starts, he's going to finish, and that God put the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel, and what he started, he will finish. I tell you these illustrations to remind you that when we say something from God's word, there is power in the word of God. And when we speak, mountains move. Our mountains move. We're to speak those words with a winning heart, a winning mindset. And here's what I want to say to you that is so very, very important. Expose the lies that we believe, that Satan tells us, that we tell ourselves. Eliminate the lies and embrace the truth. Exchange lies for truth. I've heard a lot of Christians say things like, well, I'm never going to be enough. I'm never going to break this habit. I'm never going to overcome this addiction. My child's never going to come back to the Lord. This marriage is never going to work. I'm a loser. I don't even know if I'm saved. And we all confess at times this negativity, these no's, these nevers. And you need to realize where these are coming from, because Satan is the author of lies. He's a liar, Jesus said, and a murderer from the beginning. He's the deceiver. So Satan comes to us, or as we listen to the lies around us in the culture, in the world, as we listen to self-talk, so often we keep saying what we cannot do. But I want to remind you that it's not what the world says you are that matters. It's what God says you are that matters. All of Romans is about our identity in Christ. It's not what we say we are, but who God says we are. And what does God say? Just start with Romans. We've been there. I am a sinner, but powerfully saved by the grace of God. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm a child of God. I'm blood bought. I am born again. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am no longer living under the condemnation of the weight and the guilt of my sin. I am not a wretched man. I'm a man in Christ. I am justified before the sight of holy God. I am righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who I am. Not condemned, but chosen by God. Created and made by the hand of God. Gifted by God with His Spirit and with His life and His love. I am beloved by God. Accepted in the Beloved. Approved by holy God, because not because of me, but because of Christ. And now this is who I am. I was what I used to be, and as the old preacher said, you know, I'm not what I'm going to be, but thank God I'm not what I was. We are brand new creations in Jesus Christ. I could go on and on and on. And don't you think it's about time that we stop confessing to one another and especially to the world without Christ our weakness and start confessing our strength? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am a victor in the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer a victim of Satan and the powers of the enemy, but I'm living in victory because Christ is my victor. Christ is my all in all. He is all I need. He is sufficient. He has provided. And all of these promises that we have in the Bible, thousands of them, we're to personalize these promises and profess them and to say to God, to say to ourselves and anyone else who will listen, He has said so that I may boldly say, courageously say. We're not just making things up. I'm talking about confessing God's word and believing God's word. And then living in that victory that Christ has given us. There is victory in Jesus. We are redeemed. We are rescued. That's what Paul is saying. Who will deliver me from this body of death? My Lord Jesus Christ. You can control the way you think and the way you talk by meditating upon God's word and, might I add, mouthing God's word. Declare the truth. Hebrews 4:14 says this, let us hold fast our confession. Hold tightly to our confession of faith. Again, God has counseled us, commanded us to confess this faith, to openly profess this faith, to say it, and to say it often. When we come to times of temptation, Jesus taught us this well once again when he went out to the desert to take on the devil. And the devil came at him with three successive temptations. Jesus was in a state of physical weakness. And the devil came after him and said, turn the stones into bread. You deserve it. Jump off the pinnacle of the temple. Let the angels embrace you and everyone will applaud you and herald you as king. Bow down to me and I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. Three successive temptations. And how did Jesus respond? He spoke the word of God. It is written. It is written. It is written. And he gave the devil the scripture. And he overcame the temptations. Revelation chapter 12, they overcame him, that is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, what Christ has done for us on the cross, and the word of their testimony. It is your word. It is your testimony. It is what you say. It is how you speak that puts the devil on the run, that sends him packing. I can't tell you how important this is. You may be a follower of Jesus and you've been struggling with anxious thoughts and angry, depressed thoughts or lustful or greedy thoughts or thoughts that are consuming your mind. Our minds are transformed by the power of Christ. And as we start speaking truth to the lies and victory in Jesus, our mind is transformed. Because Christianity is not behavior modification. It is life transformation. That's what the faith is. And therefore, shout to the Lord. Amen. Speak to yourself. Call it like it is. Even if it's not yet true in your life. You're struggling with an illness or you're struggling with a temptation or struggling with an addiction or struggling with an issue in your life. When you begin speaking the power of the Word of God into your life and into the issues of your life, that's when God in His own time and His own way begins to work. So declare your victory. Declare your triumph in Christ and live in the fullness of who you are in Christ.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Declare Your Victory. With so much bad news in the world today, for many it's like the end of the age is just around the corner. So right now is the moment Christians must arise and show just how essential the gospel is to a lost and broken world. That's what prompted Pastor Graham to write a new book, The Essential Gospel, which goes to the very heart of the good news our world so desperately needs to hear. And we'd love to get a copy of this powerful new resource into your hands. The Essential Gospel is our thanks for your gift today to help boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel and the hope it brings to more people around the world. So call now to request your copy of The Essential Gospel When You Give. And thank you for your generosity. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word ESSENTIAL to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
One of the best parts of my job is hearing from listeners just like you. Just imagine how encouraging it is to hear a flood of stories of God moving powerfully in countless lives. Well, you don't have to imagine. You can read about the way God is moving in the lives of viewers and listeners like you when you go to jackgraham.org and click on the prayers tab. We've shared stories from your brothers and sisters all over the world, from right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Texas, to listeners abroad in Montreal, London, and beyond. And we'd love to hear from you as well. But we need your help to keep these stories coming in. This ministry wouldn't exist without the generosity of friends like you. And one of the ways you can make the biggest impact is by becoming a PowerPoint partner with your first gift today. PowerPoint partners are monthly donors whose faithful support has enabled us to pursue our core mission of preaching the gospel worldwide with increasing impact. Today, PowerPoint is broadcasting truth on TV in 113 countries. We're sharing God's love on the radio in over 800 cities. And over 5,000 people visit our website to watch messages full of biblical truth every week. None of that would be possible without our amazing PowerPoint partners. And that's what I am inviting you to be a part of today. Thank you, and I can't wait to see all God does through your faithful support. Thank you so much for inspiring stories of changed lives every day. Your gift today helps us continue sharing the gospel till the whole world hears.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's new book, The Essential Gospel, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word ESSENTIAL to 59789. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can be a champion at life when you give your life away to God. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.